forgotten, overlooked, misunderstood. That's how some Northern Ontarians feel when they hear about new policies at Queen's Park by the provincial government. Those feelings have been around for decades. For example, the Northern Ontario Party was formed all the way back in the 70s with the goal of actually creating a separate Northern Ontario province. It's from this point of frustration that Heather Hall begins her report that asks the question, does Ontario need a Northern lens? Heather's report was released today with the Northern Policy Institute, and I reached her earlier to discuss. Oh, we're just...
I grew up in Northern Ontario. I was born in Kirkland Lake and raised in Sudbury. And I think having grown up in the region, I could tell that there's been a longstanding frustration in Northern Ontario that sometimes Queen's Park does not always think north when developing or implementing policies or programs.
So tell me how this report came to be.
Actually, I was a speaker last year at a conference for the Northern Policy Institute, and we were having a conversation about some of the initiatives that have been tried in Northern Ontario. And a policy lens is one we haven't really thought about before. And so I thought this might be a great opportunity to see whether a policy lens could help avoid this disconnect.
Before we start talking about a policy lens, tell me about what has been attempted in the past to address this sort of sense of alienation.
Sure, we've had everything from conversations about creating a new province to creating a separate Ministry of Northern Affairs, which is now ENDM, to having separate policies and programs like the Growth Plan for Northern Ontario and funding arrangements like NOHFC.
And these have not worked, would you say?
I think they've worked to varying degrees of success. And what we would like to see is that all policies and programs that are created, whether they're by the Ministry of Transportation or any kinds of ministries at Queen's Park, take into account the unique realities that face Northern Ontario.
So what is a Northern policy lens?
So a lens is simply a set of questions that should be asked and answered before a government policy program or initiative is implemented or changed. So depending on those answers, the new policy or the suggested change should be adjusted. In the case of the Northern Lens for Ontario, this would mean tweaking the policy or program to reflect the realities on the ground in Northern Ontario. So simply put, a policy lens helps us move away from the idea that one size fits all.
So how would this work on a policy lens, say, I don't know, in transportation or something?
So if a policy was being created or changed related to transportation, there would be a series of questions that whoever is making or changing that policy would ask about the realities of Northern Ontario. So would that policy make sense in the Northern context, from everything from the fiscal realities to demographic to infrastructure needs to the geography?
And how would you implement this?
So in the commentary, I look at a series of examples from across Canada and from around the world, and I offer a number of lessons for getting it right when it comes to implementation. And I think first and foremost is that for a Northern lens to work, it needs to be supported by the proper authority and resources are allocated for its implementation. And there are a number of lessons, including that where a policy lens is housed matters. So it needs to be within a strong central or horizontal unit within government. In Ontario, this could be the Premier's office, or if given the proper authority and resources, it could potentially be housed in ENDM. Another lesson is that a policy lens without authority becomes a checkbox or a tick box exercise. So this means that without legislative authority requiring the application and implementation of a lens, it can become a suggested practice. A third lesson is that a policy lens unit without appropriate resources is a recipe for limited success. So there really needs to be funds set aside for staff, reliable data, research, and travel, for example. A policy lens should also require engagement with impacted communities to help develop the lens and the questions that are to be used, but also when implementing it. And finally, a policy lens requires a watchdog. So whether this is inside or outside of government, someone needs to be monitoring the successful implementation of the lens.
Can you give me an example of a policy lens that has worked for another government or even here in Ontario?
Sure. In Canada, the former federal rural secretariat created a rural lens in 1998 to review policies and programs from the perspectives of people living in rural and remote communities. And they had a checklist of rural considerations that was developed, as well as a guide to using the rural lens to help facilitate the adoption of the rural lens by federal government departments. And it led to a number of successful initiatives from the federal government while it was in use, including the expansion of the number of community futures offices from across Canada, as well as investments in broadband and different approaches to how we do community development.
Are there any downsides to implementing something like this?
If it doesn't have the proper resources and the authority to actually require other ministries or departments to implement it, then it can just become another kind of example where people will say, we've done it, but it's not really done to the full extent that it can be. And so it really does need that authority that requires other ministries to do it and take it seriously, or it just becomes a suggestive practice, or they might defer it to someone else to do. So we really do need to see that it has that proper authority and those resources to actually implement.
What about the cost of implementing something like this? How much would it cost?
I don't have a sense in terms of the actual cost. I never came across that in terms of the research, but I think it's one of the tools that the government could look at in terms of investing in, and could easily reach out to other governments that have implemented a lens of this nature to see what that would look like.
All right, Heather Hall, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Even if